out to get in the way. I don't want self to get in the way. I'll put God first. Amen. He's got a plan. Amen. He has got a plan. And I'm amazed by what He can do with so little. And I'm amazed by what He can do with so little. Amen. Take a man, take a woman that knows nothing about him. Transform. Amen. Transform them. They begin to read the Word and turn people and tell the message of Christ and see people turn, amen, to the Lord. What a great, great thing. Amen. What a great blessing He has given us. The blessing of the gospel. Amen. I said the blessing of the gospel. Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14, beginning in verse number 1. We've all have read this, probably time and time again. We heard it preached from, and we have looked at it from different perspectives or different ways. I'm not going to preach anything new to you tonight. As I prayed last night, man, the Lord did lay this on my heart. And here lately, I've been praying, asking God to move and help. And then I just felt a sense of renewal. I said, I have felt a sense of renewal. You can't go wrong by getting close to God. I said, you can't go wrong by getting close to God. We can't pray too much. Amen. I said, you just can't pray too much. But you can't pray too little. Come on now. I said, you can pray too little. In a world that's just trying to get by. Amen. In a world that's just trying to do as little as they can to stay in the church. Amen. I want to do as much as I can to get in. I said, I want to do as much as I can living in these last days. Amen. To see the power of God at work in the church. Amen. At work in my life. Oh, God's given us a message to tell the world about. He's given us some great things to talk about in this world. Amen. And over in my mind, what Brother Don Paper said, his hearing the Bible plays over and over when I think about telling people, amen, about the goodness of God, amen, promotion of the gospel is one of the best ways to spread the word. Amen. Let everybody know about the goodness of the Lord and about the life-altering power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 4, verse number 14, verse number 1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at meat. There came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached, amen, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Amen. Jesus saw the action of this woman. He saw the importance of what she done. The significance. The example of what she done. He said, when you go anywhere, tell about this gospel. Tell about this woman. Tell about what you saw here today and the selfish act this woman has done in my presence. Amen. And I was praying about that. And it seemed like the Lord began to deal with my heart about breaking open your box. Amen. Break open your box. And I really, last night in prayer, God laid this scripture on my heart. And I began to think about the goodness of God and how that Amen. I remember years ago, we was in Panama. Brother Mikey Maxim was there. And he had came over to preach on the islands. And I was interpreting for him. And he had never used an interpreter. And if you've never done it, it's quite different on either side. And it's not like preaching, just like I am right now. But you say a few words and somebody else says something. And sometimes you can get distracted. Brother Brent came one time. I told him we ought to practice. And he said, nah, I'll be all right. First night he preached about 5 minutes. He's so mixed up hearing me talk. And finally just said, you go ahead and preach. And, and he sat back down. I had to finish it all now. Brother Mikey, he is preaching, but he is in slow mo. I mean, man, he slowed it down. I couldn't understand a word. I told him after he got through preaching, I speak English. You can talk a little faster. I know what you're saying. But he said, we are creatures made by God. He didn't say it that fast. That's how he said it. He said, we were made to worship Him. Amen. I forget the rest of the message, but that has stuck with me. That's probably been, I know it's for me and Michelle, man. So that's been over about 11, 12 years ago. And I got it right. And it's been a while back when he was doing that. But that stuck in my mind. Amen. We were made to worship Him. You know what set the wholeness people apart from everybody else? Their style of worship. And back in the day, it wasn't standard because everybody dressed like we did. Nearly everybody did. Amen. Back in the day, they believed in the outward appearance. And we know a lot of folks have gotten away from that. And now it's our standard and our worship. And I believe in being holy. Amen. And serving a holy God. Amen. But our worship of the Lord set us apart from everybody else. Amen. Being Pentecostal. Amen. Believe in the expression of our praise. Lifting up our hands in the sanctuary. Amen. Clapping our hands. Lifting our voice. Amen. Giving God all the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. People worship things all over this world. Amen. They worship things. They worship people. But in some form or another, they worship something. In Panama, there's the Virgin of Guadalupe. And the people drive from miles and miles. I mean, they drive hours to get to that Virgin. I've never been there. All it is a statue. But I've heard that those people would get to a certain point. I don't know how far it is from that statue, but they say they get down on their knees and they crawl to that statue and they lay their offering there, even as a sign of worship. I've seen it different times and read about in the paper when the Pope would come to town and how people would gather around and how thousands and thousands would stand in line for hours and hours just to get, amen, a glimpse of that man. Amen. Folks go to Memphis that they might see Graceland. And they worship Elvis and they worship the, amen, museum. And they worship something. How much more should we, the children of the God, show forth our praise to the Lord? Amen. One man said, anybody can praise the Lord. But everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Because why? Jesus said, if you should hold your peace, then the rocks would surely cry out. Oh, but it takes a redeemed child of God to be able to worship Him and claim His worth in their lives. Amen. If Jesus saved you, amen, you ought to be able to worship Him. But now let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I tell you, we have put worship on the back burner. And we have said it's not important. It really don't matter if you do it or don't. I'm telling you, worship is a part of our service. Amen. Our praise and our worship to God. Amen. It ought not be a sideshow. It ought not be something we do every now and then. But it ought to be part of our life. Amen. Praise and worship in Him. Amen. Now we look at this woman as he came to Christ. Matthew records it. John records it. In the book of Matthew, in the book of John, amen, it said that this Mary was the sister of Lazarus. And there they were gathered together. Amen. They were
Lord. Amen. Her worship. Amen. Cost her something. And that's one of the first things I want to love to look at. Amen. The cost of her worship. In verse number 3, and being in the house in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at feet, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. Amen. This woman came with something the Bible said. Amen. That was very precious in her life, no doubt. Amen. They said that spikenard, amen, had a fragrance that seemed to penetrate the atmosphere. And she spent a whole year's wages to gather together. And here she came bringing in her alabaster box. Here she come to Christ. Amen. Having that precious possession in her hand. In one place in Strong's, it said that word precious. Amen. Means unadulterated, pure. Amen. Holy. She didn't have any ulterior motives. Amen. She didn't come trying to be seen. Amen. She didn't come want anybody to pat her on the back. She just came to worship. Amen. She wasn't looking around to see who was watching. Amen. She wasn't trying to find out what everybody else was doing. But she was caught up in Him. Amen. I got to get like that with you. Amen. Get so caught up in Him that I forget about everybody else and everything and come to worship Him. Amen. I've been in services, and you have to know now. Folks will be around the altar, they'll have their hands lifted, and they'll be worshiping. All of a sudden, you see them crack open the eye and look around. Amen. All of a sudden, try to sneak a peek to see who's watching them, or who might be paying attention to what they're doing. I'm not talking about that kind of worship. But I've also been in services when people got so caught up in the Lord. Amen. They didn't care who was watching. Amen. They didn't care who was talking about. Amen. They got a hold of God. And it was changing their lives. That's the kind of worship we need. Amen. Not just once in a while. But we need it every day. Amen. To get caught up in the Lord. To bring those things that are precious. Amen. That unadulterated, that pure, holy worship. That doesn't have an ulterior motive. Amen. Bring it to the Lord. And say, listen, Lord, I don't got much. Amen. Well, God, I give it to you. It might not mean much to anybody else. But Lord, when I say hallelujah, amen, you know I mean it. When I say praise God, amen, you know I'm talking about, I'm praising you for bringing me out. I'm praising you for keeping me. I'm praising you for helping me along my journey. I'm telling you, we've got something to worship Him about. Amen. And now you look at this thing. I said, you look at this thing. Hallelujah. Oh, Seth, come here. And teach you anything about this. Come up here and sit right here. Amen. Here it was. Amen. In the house, the Bible said. Amen. Matthew said the house. Amen. Of the leper. And here it says Bethany. Amen. The house of Simon the leper. And here they were. The disciples were there. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. These men had been with Jesus every day. Amen. They had watched His power. Amen. No doubt heard His words. Amen. Was in one place and they said, never a man spake like this man. Amen. They heard him speak all the time. And I wonder if they just got used to him. Amen. They just got settled themselves. And say, he's never going to leave with us. He was with us yesterday. He'll be with us tomorrow. That they didn't realize how precious his presence was. And here they were, the disciples sitting there. Amen. They hadn't washed his feet. Amen. They hadn't tried to help him in any way. And here come that woman. And she walked by in the midst of that crowd. Amen. She didn't salute him. The Bible doesn't say anything about it. She didn't pay attention to John. Amen. She didn't look at Andrew or Peter. But she went to Jesus. Amen. She wasn't worried about what they thought. She wasn't worried about their looks. She wasn't worried about what they were going to say. Amen. she was worried about worship. Amen. She was worried about letting him know that I love you. Amen. I wish we get that kind of mindset tonight. Walk right in there. Amen. That precious box that she had. Amen. The Bible said that she broke that box open. Right. I begin to study that out. Say, you don't need it. I begin to study that out. And I don't know necessarily that it was in a box. I don't know if it was an alabaster box, square, rectangle, and she threw it on the ground. I don't think that's the way it was. But the Bible says she poured it out. How can you pour something out that's on the ground broken? Even all in pieces. It was a liquid. How could it sustain? But they said that that alabaster box might have been like a perfume bottle. And then they put that spike guard in. And then they put a wax seal around it. And so the fragrance would not seep out, so it would not lose, amen, its attraction, so it would not lose, amen, that perfume that it, amen, had. But what she did, she broke that seal, amen, that thing that was precious in her life, amen, that thing that she had spent her, amen, savings on, she broke it right there at the feet of Jesus. It didn't mean nothing to her when she was in his presence. It didn't mean anything to her, but she thought about him. I'd like to put him first, wouldn't you? I said, I'd like to put him first.
Amen. Yes. Come on.
I looked that word broke up in Strong's. And, I got excited when I read it. I got beside myself. And I began to, amen, think about what that meant. In the original, amen, in Strong's it says, to tread down. Amen. She broke that box. Amen. She opened it up. And you know what it went on to say, Brother Josh? To put Satan under your feet. Amen. She knew what she did that night or that day. She opened up that precious box that she had. And she put the heel on the devil. And said, listen, devil, I know you tell me I'm not worthy. I know you tell me that God's not listening. I know you tell me that he don't care. And that I can't reach it. But I brought some for it. Amen. I'm putting up under my heel. Amen. I've got victory in him. I've got life in him. And ain't no devil gonna stop me. Ain't no devil gonna hinder me from worshiping the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not only that, the Bible said that she poured it out. Amen. She wasn't trying to gather it up. She wasn't trying to keep it to herself. Amen. That word pour means to admit. Amen. Or expel continuously. She didn't give him an I'm going to pour it on you. Don't move around. Amen. But I'm not. No. Amen. She didn't pour it out a little drop here. Amen. Over and pour a little drop there. Amen. But she poured it out. It continuously flowed. You know what? It didn't matter how bad her day was. It didn't matter what he said or she said. It didn't matter how she's feeling. Amen. She just poured it out. Amen. It all not determine how we worship by what the world has done or said. It all not determine how we worship. I know sometimes you might can't jump to your feet. You might not be able to. I know sometimes you might not be able to run the aisle. Amen. You might not have the strength to. But there ought to be a praise inside of you. I said there ought to be a worship inside of you. That's pouring out. I said that's pouring out. To an almighty God.
When she poured it out, it was penetrating. Man, can you imagine this? That fragrance was strong. I had to think, this is me. And I had to bear with me. I think some things sometimes. But Josh, I didn't think about that night. I thought about the next morning. Here's an hour time. You know, at work, I clean the bathrooms. That's my job. I clean the bathrooms. And man, I ain't much on fragrance. We got some mopping stuff. We borrow those Swiffer mop, and it's a breeze.
Man, it smells good. Try to be funny. I know a bathroom smells so good sometimes. How about that train? Oh, man, that smells good. That smells good. And if you ever worked in East Dublin, lived in East Dublin, you know that once in a while, there's an odor. I don't know if it's a paper mill, sewer backed up, or what, but it stinks. It stinks. And here that day went there, man, it smelled like somebody had a bad perm. I mean, it stunk. It's the smell of that place. And I said, it's all complaining about us. I know how to get it out. So I know how to get it out. I got that mop. I began to mop the floor. I spent that mop. And before long, that fragrance began to come in that store. It seemed like just pushed back that odor. And before long, it smelled like Febreze all in that place. Amen. Can you imagine the next day? Amen. Working down Michael's. Here I come walking in. Amen. Thinking, man, somebody's already cleaned the bathroom. Amen. Somebody's already mopped the floor. What is that smell? Amen. It sure smells good in here. Somebody's took the time to get things right. Amen. To make it look better, smell better. Amen. Ain't that the way with worship? Have you walked in and man, what is that? Somebody's been praying. What is that? Somebody has got a hold of God. Amen. It's emanating. Amen. It's all over the place. It'll change the atmosphere. It'll change the lives and hearts of men and women. That's why it's important to pray before service. That's why it's important to get in. There might need to be somebody here tonight that needs that fragrance in their lives. When it can alter their perspective on church and the service of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. The cost of her worship. You want to get the criticism of her worship. Amen. The Bible said they had indignation. Man, they got angry. Can you imagine? Well, let me walk through. I want you to shake your heads. Like, man, what in the world's he doing? You believe that? Need to look more elaborate about it. Man, put some emotion into it, FJ. Somebody stole your wallet. They're going off with it. They got all your money. Shake your head. How in the world? How in the world? I mean, John it was. I think John said it was Judas that done it, Brother Bruce. Amen. Judas said, oh, hold on here. Now we could have sold that and given it to the poor. He wouldn't want to give it to the poor. He's going to keep it for sale. He's holding the money back.
Yes.
He wasn't worried about nobody out in the poor and poor folks and what they was doing. Amen. He's worried about himself. Here she comes. They're looking at her. Amen. How dare they? I said, how dare they look at somebody? Amen. That came with a pure heart. And her motives were pure. You know you've done it before. Come on now. Don't you try to be so holy and thou. And sit there like you ain't never done. I can't believe they're up there with their hands lifted. I can't believe they're trying to sing. I can't believe they're trying to get in. Amen. Can I tell you something tonight? I know you know me. A few many years ago when I first came out. I didn't look like I do now. When I first got in church, had lines in my hair. I didn't know to shave my goatee off. And I didn't know anything about that. But I didn't care what they thought at that time. When I went down to the altar, I wasn't worried about this talking about me. And I know some men I found out about it later. You know what I was worried about? I was worried about staying close to Him. I was worried about living for God. I was worried about this putting fingers if this angry affair. Amen. Some ain't gonna like it, some are. But you just gotta get in anyhow. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about what they say. What you need to do is just get in.
Amen. Bless.
I step on your toes, say amen to me. Well, these boys ain't doing nothing. And I sure feel like singing. They'd all stand up and have a preacher preach. They'd not even testify. Ain't nobody else doing that. Come on, I'm just putting my bottle back on.
Come on.
Sorry, fellas, I troubled you. I mean, how many times have we done that? I mean, how many times because of the indignation of others, what we thought they might think when we stepped out? Amen. I said, what they thought they might think. I remember I was in a service one time.
Brother Paul Hurst, and been there a couple of times. Don't know the man really good. Met him those couple of times. Brother Ben Shaw, Brother Josh was preaching homecoming for him. And Brother Tim Mott was pastoring out there that time. And us and a bunch of friends went to that homecoming. It was in a small church, just smaller than this. It's packed out. I mean, folks were standing up on the walls, against the walls, and it was in the pulpit area, and the preacher didn't hardly have room. And he's asking people to sing. He said, just for example, he said, Brother Josh, won't come sing? He said, yeah, no. Amen. That's what he did. Sister Wendy, you got a song in your heart? Sister Laura, you got something? Oh, that's about what they're doing. And it's quiet. It's quiet. And all of a sudden, I think she's with me, wasn't he? No, Ken. Ken came walking out. And got Down syndrome. Ken's probably 34, somewhere in there, 30 years old, 40 years old, somewhere in there. He came walking out and said, I sang. I couldn't understand what that boy said. But the tune I knew he was singing, he touched me. I couldn't make out the words. His speech wasn't plain. He couldn't hold a tune in a bucket. But man, he began to sing. Tears began to bow. Tears began to fall. People began to realize, man, I am so wrong for sitting back. Give me somebody like a king. Amen. Give me somebody that don't care what everybody else thinks, but say, I've just got to worship him. Amen. I might not sound like the Crabb family. I can't sing as good as the rest of them. Amen. But I've got a new song in my heart. I said, I've got a new song in my heart. I might not hit the key every time. As a matter of fact, when I sing, I might not hit it any time. Amen. But let me sing anyhow. Amen. Let me praise him anyway. I don't worry about what they say and what they do. I'm worried about their indignation. Has never had instructions for. Ain't that just like the church? Ain't that just like the sanctimonious people? Amen. They had instructions for us. Amen. Won't you sell that? Give it to the poor. Amen. Won't you sell that? Amen. Don't pour it out like you're doing. That's wasteful. Amen. That's costly stuff you're wasting there. Amen. Lift your hand up. Say if I can praise the Lord. Amen. Come on now, son. You don't need to do that. This is church. We need to be more dignified. Stand up, lift your hands, TJ. Come on now, son. Don't do that now. It's real quiet here tonight. It'd be better if you just sat down and kept your place. Amen. Why they want to sing right now? We got to go home. It's time for preaching. Amen. Why are they trying to get in? Why they want to testify to end the service? Amen. They had instructions for her. But no, what she did, she went on about her business. She paid no attention to them. Amen. She did what she had to do. And when Jesus saw it, it blessed his heart. Amen. She came to anoint him. She came, amen, because she loved him. Don't listen to the folks. Don't listen to what they say. Come to worship him.
Bless the Lord.
That's all the Lord. Listen, the Lord's going to be decent and in order. I said it's going to be decent and in order. Amen. Oh, and our folks will sit there. Now, brother, you shouldn't get emotional like that. Amen. You ain't got to sing that many times. Now, you ain't got to testify. You know, it wouldn't bother me a bit if somebody came to service one night and say, hey, I got a song on my heart. I want to sing it for you. And when they got down, and all of a sudden they said, you know, Brother Jim, I got two on my heart. I want to sing another one. Hey, you know what? That'd do me more good than anything. Why? Because I know somebody's done got the mind of God. And they said, listen, everybody else might sit on their hands. Everybody else might be a spectator. But I'm a participator in the house of God. Worship cost her something, and amidst the criticism, and amidst the instruction and the indignation, she still worshiped him. Amen. 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 He was complaining about what she done. Amen. And then they was angry. Amen. But the Lord complimented her. Read verse number 6, verse number 8. But y'all get your Bible out. Turn to Mark chapter 14. Get verse number 6. Amen. Read verse number 8. I don't mean to catch y'all caught like that. Now you got to get the atmosphere. Boy, get some mean look on your face. I mean like somebody's really done something you don't like.
Just more, son.
Amen, son. Yes, I'm talking about right there.
I mean, mean look. You look at me like, man, I can't believe he's here. I had to walk in upset your party. Don't get mad, TJ. Yeah, look angry. That's the way it was. Think about that crowd. And I can't get in. Man, if you can't get in here, at least we are halfway spontaneous. Read it, Brother Josh.
14:6.
14:6 is verse 8.
And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burial."
Amen. But y'all come here, help me. I ain't always good always, but I'm still in the heart.
Bless you, Lord.
Won't you sit and I tell that to you? There's going to be hard swing right here. You're going to portray Brother Joe as Jesus. It's going to be hard. You've got to imagine some things here. You've got to have a wild imagination. Look, TJ, I'm going to go like I'm going to wear this oil on. I want you to stop. Say, don't do that. Don't do that. You got to touch me, just say, don't do that. I want you to stand up and say, hold on. Hold on, she's doing what's right. Or he's doing what's right.
Come on.
I said, once you stand there, when TJ says that, what you say, hold on, he's doing what's right. You got it, TJ? When I go for this, like I want more to go, I want you to say, stop that. Ain't no sense in that. Stop. What you do is a fiddler too, okay?
Amen. Don't do that. Stop.
Amen.
Come on.
Church all the time. Why are your mom and daddy raising you like that? If you'll stay faithful to God, you know what he'll say? You know what's right?
Yes.
I think sometimes, I'm probably the worst at giving compliments. I hate them. I know I hate them. I forget and I overlook things. But I look at some of y'all here. I look at Brother Michael. Sister Gail. And when I see my wife read her Bible, I thank God that men and women stood up. When folks say, you ain't got to raise your children like that. My family said, you ain't got to do that. But you know what I hear in the background? God said, keep doing what's right.
Yes.
Sister Marcia, Brother Teal. And when folks say, you ain't got to make them dress like that. Now, come on, Marcia. You're being a little hard on them children, ain't you? Won't you let them have things? Won't you let them have other things that people's got?
Come on.
What's going to pay off one day, Brother Tim? When you stand before him, that old back ain't hurt.
Yeah.
No, Brother Tim. And the Lord says, sir, you did what was right.
Yeah. I said, right.
You did what was right. Brother Josh, when the boys on the floor say, come on now. Come on, boy. Don't you think you're a little hard on all that stuff? And you really ain't got to believe all that. And you ain't got to do that. And I know the pull of the world and being working with the world and being around all that stuff. It says, hey, won't you just turn your back? A little bit of this, a little bit of that ain't going to hurt nothing. Amen. But Jesus stood up and it says, she's doing what's right. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
I've been complimenting.
complimented by a lot of folks. I said, I've had a lot of folks tell me I've done good. And they bragged on it and meant a lot to me. But I remember one time, hey, when I was praying and felt like the world was against me. I didn't know what I was going to do. Hey, when I felt just the hand of the Lord. I mean, not literally, but spiritually reached down by the joy. Hey, when as I was praying, I said, keep on. Hey, when I'm proud of you. You know what that did for me that had the Lord. I felt like compliment me and give me strength to go on. And I felt like running even more. I felt like doing even more. I'm telling you, God, and it takes notice of our worship.
Nice and warm.
Amen. The Bible says she anointed him. That word anoint there means she blessed him. I know that means probably a spiritual blessing. You know how she not, how we anoint. I didn't think about that. You've been in a service like this, and you go, man, that just blessed my heart. If you're with somebody, I have. I said, boy, I sure appreciate what you did in service tonight. And bless me. What do you think it does to the heart of God? When we who are created in his likeness and his image have the choice of going into the world and living a life of sin, come here on a Sunday night, lift our hand, say, Lord, I'm with you. I don't know what to do to me. Man, you talking about spelled up with pride, man, make you feel like you own the world. One of these children come up to you, grab you right away, hug you, say, I love you, Daddy. Man, you talk about getting excited. It does something to you. But I don't ever leave. I don't never leave. I can testify to that. Hey, man, I saw her tonight and she hugged you. Hey, man, I don't ever leave. It gives you something. Oh, how the Lord must be blessed when we worship him. But on the other hand, how it must be this heart when we who have been redeemed by the hand of God set service after service and never acknowledge him.
He's worthy.
That's right.
He's worthy.
So what she does, Sister Jean, talk about it. Tell everybody what she's done. She was selfish. Be selfish. Whatever that word is. And then she wasn't thinking about self. She was thinking about him. She wasn't worried about the crowd. She was there. That was the memorial of her worship. Amen. Jesus condoned it. He complimented it. Do you know what the message of her worship was? He's my home and all. What I got don't mean nothing to me.
Lord.
Amen. Jesus makes a difference. He ain't just a saying. It's real.
Right. Right.
It's real, Kimberly. We might not understand everything all the time. We might not know why we do such things. And when my Brother Jim tells you need to pray, I ain't hound dogging you. But I know how much it means.
Yes.
For one day, I ought to stand before him and hear him say, leave her home. She's done well. Yes. Tell me, the Lord just moved on my heart tonight. I didn't preach this no way like I thought I would. Oh, I feel the Lord in this house.
Oh, yes.
I feel the Lord in this house.
Yes.
Oh, God. I hate to be here tonight or any other night. And not
pray.
Listen to me. I'm getting ready to close. Won't you come in? Pray tonight. You ain't got to run like sin. You feel like it, you need to. You ain't got to shout like others. Don't try to.
Come on.
pattern your worship after what somebody else does. Do what you feel led to do. Do what you feel led to do. You'll never notice how much it blesses God's heart. I remember, I'm closing, we're going to pray. I remember at camp meeting, Isaiah took off running. Brother Ryan just laughed and laughed and laughed at the way he ran. He said, man, it's like he's getting with his upper body, like the legs just apart, barely moving. Well, he was into it, running around that tabernacle. And I can't remember exactly what he said, or it might not be, I think it was him that said it. And I came to me and said, Brother Jim, right now folks think it's cute. But one day it'll be a blessing. I thought, man, it's a blessed man to me. It's a blessed man to me. And you want you to be a blessing to God?
Yes.
Say to your feet with us tonight. I'd hate to know. I'd hate to know if the Lord came back for me and I failed to praise him. I'd hate to know that I let others determine my worship for what I gave him. Don't we all come together with him tonight? What'd you have to bring to him? And what would you give him tonight? Ask God to help us to remember how good he is to us. Ask God to help us tonight. Oh, Lord.